What the hell was that?
Mr. Griffin, that's a prostate exam.
Shut up! You had your finger in my ass!
How are you, Lou?
Oh, I'm doing everything I can illegal. I'm talking on a cell phone, I'm eating a burrito, drinking a coffee, and driving with my knees.
That's quite a trick, Lou.
Yes, yes. On a Lakeshore Drive.
You don't want anything to happen like that Fast and Furious guy.
Which one? They've been having a whole bunch of Fast and Furious on TV lately.
Yeah, the Paul Walker guy died in a fiery crash yesterday.
No way.
In real life, yes, Lou. I'm sorry I'm breaking the news to you.
Oh!
I don't mean to laugh about that. Your reaction.
Wow!
Yeah, so a tale of caution, if you will.
I guess he found his 10-second car.
Hi-yo! He died in a Porsche, too, just like James Dean. He was too fast.
Obviously, he drove it just like James Dean.
Well, Lou, a big... Let's change the subject, Lou. A big success last night for Toys for Tots, and I want to say, hey... to all the listeners of Lou Dickman Weekly who came to the bar and participated.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And Lou, where were you? No, I'm just kidding.
Where was Lou?
Where was Lou?
Lou was doing Daddy Dickman things.
Ah, very good. That's the card you can play all the time, Lou.
Yes, it is. Believe you me, sometimes I'd like to hold the duck. I'd like to pass the meal some Saturday night, but it just doesn't happen.
Okay, Lou, your picks amazing last week. You ran the table on Sunday last week, 4-0.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 0-4.
And then you, then you ran the table on Turkey Day, 0-3.
I did that too. I didn't think I won one on Turkey Day.
24-28, Lou. So you're creeping further downward.
Oh well.
But you're doing okay. So let's go to today's game.
Damn you on the Thanksgiving Day picks, Commish. Damn you.
You were heart and head on those. I don't think we need to go over them since you were 4-0 and 0-3.
No, we don't need to go over them.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
Today, Miami at the New York Jets.
Miami.
All right. Cincinnati at San Diego.
Cincinnati.
Arizona at Philadelphia.
Arizona.
And finally, the Monday night game, the New Orleans O's at the Seattle S's.
I'm going to go with Christian Mueller.
All right.
With the Seattle Seahawks.
Christian, get those pants out. So what do the Bears need to do to win today?
They need right? to find a defense.
Yes.
That's okay. They have what's his face? Paya and Paya in there.
Don't they have that new guy that came in off the groin injury that they picked off on waivers?
From Dallas.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Gronoido.
Yes, he's the new miracle man.
He's the balls.
Yeah, well, I already got some razzing from a Dallas fan last night. He said he could run down the middle and gain 20 yards on the band.
He probably could.
We shall see on that Monday night game. So, Lou, what are you planning for the Meatopia today? Always a great subject.
You know, I don't know. I'm heading down to Restaurant Depot as we speak.
Very good.
And we'll see.
Okay, and a shout-out today to the motorcycle riders for Toys for Tots, too.
Yes, I was in contact with them.
Very good.
They're getting a beautiful day today. There's no rain, and it's not 12 degrees.
Yep. Yeah, nothing will beat last year, though, but it's pretty warm out there. Remember, last year it was 65.
That's right. It was. Yeah. Yes, it was beautiful.
It's on Western Avenue like a Mardi Gras. Lou, do you have a No Forks review today?
Yes, I have the hamburger.
Yes.
The double bacon queso hamburger from Epic Burger.
Ding, 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 ding. So you went to Epic Burger. Okay, give me your rundown. I actually went there before you, Lou.
Well, where is it?
The one downtown.
Okay, ding, where ding. Is it?
Oh, God. Who knows?
Hey, there you go, okay?
I think it's right on Rush Street, Rush and something.
All right, well, we had it delivered, and they were outstanding.
All right.
And I liked the way the fries were soggy, though. I mean, the whole meal went down on the fries. I mean, the fries were really soggy.
Well, Lou, you know, you're getting it delivered. Well, you're getting a burger delivered, for Christ's sake.
Well, the fries get delivered, too. We just don't go down there and pick up the fries and then have the burgers delivered.
Okay. What kind of burger? You had some bacon thing. What was that?
It was cow. It was a cow burger.
Cow burger. And
as opposed to a cow patty.
Now, I have to say, of burger joints at that level, I thought that was one of the better ones.
It was a good burger.
All right. All right.
It was good. It was good, but a burger at that level, you would think that they would have something better than droopy fries.
Yes,
it took away from the whole meal, but what I did like,
yes,
the way they served the pickle, onion, lettuce, and tomato separately.
There you go. Hey, that's that old concept that McDonald's once did.
I have no idea. They used to have roast beef sandwiches, too. But anyway, I'm droopy fries. I only give it a 3.5.
All right. 3.5 spills for this week. And it's very rare that we both can talk about something we've both been to.
Yes.
Of course, I didn't get a word in edgewise. Lou! You ready for that question of the week?
I'm all ears.
All right. You recently hit double nickels on the Big B Day.
Yes, and a whole new realm of discounts have opened up.
Now that you've reached the speed limit, Lou, what's the next scheduled maintenance, and what will that be?
The next scheduled maintenance? Well, I imagine the doctor's going to stick his finger up my ass sooner or later. I've been avoiding that like
Lou, when you go blue, it's doesn't get any better than that.
I don't think we're going to get any more maintenance by that. I don't think I can dodge that bullet anymore.
Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding day!
Go Bears!
This is a Kamish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Proctology Service. When you need to stick it where the sun don't shine, see Lou at the Sovereign Liquors, 6202 North Broadway here in Chicago. Tell Lou sticks it to you!